Lake Linden and Calumet and downtown Houghton and Hancock at 16 degrees. At Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, kind of weather that would actually be warmer than it was for Hagen Paiva last year. Dave Mackey joins me from the Finnish Theme Committee. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Hagen Paiva is, what, a couple of weeks now, isn't it?
Well, the main festival day is about a couple of weeks away, but we actually had some events already, and we've got another exciting one coming up as soon as Monday.
Yeah, we have enrichment classes that are going to be getting underway, and is it this Friday that's Club Findigo?
That's right. Club Findigo is on Friday evening, and that's up at the Calumet Theater, so if folks want to get started on getting in the Finnish spirit, what better way to start?
Yeah, you can check out the movie that's being shown by going to following the link on our community calendar at KeweenawReport.com. And if you want to take advantage, because they always do a dinner.
That's
before
right.
Before that, if you want to take advantage of that, you need to sign up by close of business tomorrow.
That's right. It's important for folks who are planning events like that to know how many people are coming, because you don't want to have too much or too little of anything.
Yeah, the film, let me just double check it here. It's I can look at the calendar. It is, this is an interesting film.
Yeah, it's a Sotalapset, which is about the war children, and that it seems to be one that's certainly right up a lot of people's alley here in the Copper Country.
Yeah, one of the little pieces of Finnish history. During the Winter War, a lot of Finnish children were sent away to live with foster families in Russia. And the story about what happened to them and how they were treated.
Yeah, they were actually sent to foster families in Sweden.
In Sweden.
Russia was not their friend.
No, I knew. I wondered. See, I learn a little bit about this all the time. Yeah, but the story about what happened to these children is fascinating.
It is. I've actually met some folks who've been in those shoes personally, and to hear their stories firsthand is tremendous. So I'm sure the movie will be along similar lines and will probably resonate with the viewers.
So, again, if you want to take advantage of the dinner, the Finnish dinner that's going to be provided, starts at 6 o'clock Friday night at the Calumet Theater Ballroom. Make sure that you make your reservations through the Calumet Theater ticket office by close of business tomorrow. If you just want to see the film, that'll start about 7:15. It'll cost you $5, and you don't need to get tickets in advance for that.
Exactly. So,
and then on Monday, you get to learn to make squeaky cheese.
Yes, this has for years been one of the most popular offerings that Hagen Paiva has. Squeaky cheese, I think people know that, whether they're Finnish or not, and to get a chance to learn how to make this product is certainly something that people are eager for.
Yeah, my Dutch family loves squeaky cheese.
Oh, it's been, once I put the word out to folks that I know, Finnish or not, there are a lot of excited people. So again, like you were saying, we certainly hope people will sign up in advance so we can make sure that we're prepped for everybody who wants to learn about this.
There are two editions of the class
that
were scheduled for Monday?
That's right. Monday at the Finnish American Heritage Center, there'll be a class at 2 and at 6. So there are a couple of options for people to take advantage of. But again, I want to reinforce that advanced registration is really helpful for those preparing for the class.
How does one do that?
The best way to do that is to contact my fellow Finnish Theme Committee member, Mary, and her number is 482-1413. She's handling the registration for us, and because she's doing this as a volunteer, we ask that people try to call during typical phone calls hours, but she's willing to help anybody who's interested.
Yeah, don't call at 10:30 at night, please. And that number is posted on our KeweenawReport.com community calendar. We have all of these classes posted up there, and links to the Hagen Paiva website where you can get more information, or you can just go to the Hagen Paiva website. Just Google Hagen Paiva, and it'll come up. It's hosted by Pasti.
That's exactly right, and it's certainly something worth doing, because Hagen Paiva is quite a multi-layered event. I was just talking with a friend yesterday, and I realized that in less than 20 days, we have more than 20 individual events taking place under the umbrella of the festival, and there's a lot of information about each one, so people with questions could start at the website or find the phone numbers from there to talk to folks who might be able to help even further.
So you have other classes coming up over the next couple of weeks. What are some of the other classes being offered?
Well, one of the exciting offerings we have this year is actually, well, I should say two of the exciting offerings are, we have a pair of musicians who are coming here from Minnesota and Finland, respectively. There's a violinist from Minnesota and her musical partner, who's an accordionist from Finland. They're going to be in town for the week leading up to Heikinpäivä's main festival day. And not only are they going to perform, but they're also going to offer some workshops to teach folks how to play their respective instruments, the violin and the accordion. And if that doesn't sell it, keep in mind that the accordionist from Finland is at the level where she was actually nominated for the Finnish Grammy Awards.
This is a real pro.
Oh, absolutely. These folks, those who were around for FinFest in 2013 may remember them. The group name is Alotar. And they put on some wonderful performances in 2013, and I think people who remember them will be glad to have them back, and those who might be experiencing them for the first time will be glad to have this opportunity.
What other classes?
Well, there are some classes on Finnish baking. There's a local woman who's going to teach how to make the korvapusti, which is a Finnish sweet roll of sorts. And once you taste it, you'll want to tell everyone you know how to make it.
I need to find out how to make that. That just sounded really good when I read
that. It's tremendous. I have to confess that the kitchen is not where my skill set lies, but I can certainly appreciate those who do, because these baking traditions are something that I'm really glad are carrying on, because they are wonderful.
Yeah, there's some delicious things that are in the Finnish tradition. I come from the Dutch tradition where there's like nothing.
But that also exemplifies how Heikinpäivä, though it's strongly Finnish, can appeal across ethnic lines. You don't have to be Finnish to get it.
This is not just for Finnish people. This is for all of us. It's lots of fun.
Exactly. You don't have to be Finnish to enjoy music or enjoy good food or dancing or anything of the sort. It's an ethnic festival, but it can be enjoyed by all ethnicities.
The Finnish hymn sing is back.
That's right. That's becoming increasingly popular. And among the folks performing at that are going to be the duo Alotar that I was talking about. So if you want to get a first-hand look at just how good these two women are, come out to the hymn sing on Sunday the 25th up at Zion Lutheran Church.
And there is a dance coming up. What is it, a week from tonight? A week from tomorrow night?
On Friday the 23rd, there's a dance that is actually doubling as a fundraiser for the Kivejat and Loistavat folk dancers. It's an old-time Copper Country dance. We're going to have some good music by the Thimbleberry Band. And for a small fee, you can come and have a great time and get even further into the Heikinpäivä spirit and help those dancers raise some funds so they can get to Finland this summer.
They're going to make a trip to Finland. Kay Seppel is going to be stopping by the program next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Her enthusiasm is contagious.
It's a wonderful thing. She does such a great job with those kids, and they perform so wonderfully.
Exactly.
It's great to see them. I always enjoy them. The big parade is coming up on the 31st.
That's right. I've already been getting a number of calls, people wanting to confirm the date and time of the parade, because even last year, if I remember right, the wind chill was 20 or 25 below. I don't remember exactly, because I think my brain froze.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of short circuitry going on above my ears
at that
point.
But despite that, I remember being in that parade route, and I couldn't believe the street was full.
Because you were the Hankooky Hakey.
That's right. I had a bird's eye view from the giant kick sled, so I can tell you, in 20 to 25 below wind chill, we had a crowd, and that was really heartwarming, no pun intended.
But something had to be
but
warm.
It's proof that people seem to enjoy a reason to get out and celebrate the middle of winter, and what better reason than this festival?
Yeah, that's certainly a different view for you, because usually you and I are kind of sitting at the end of the parade. We don't get to see what goes on through downtown Hancock as the parade comes through. That must have been different.
It certainly was. I had never truly realized just how big that parade is, because I'm typically getting set for one of the many other activities that we have during that big festival day. But just to have the chance to sit and enjoy the parade from that perspective, I can see why so many people come out and enjoy that.
Participants in the parade, can anybody get into it? What do you have to do? What kind of standards do you set?
Well, it's open to anybody. We do offer prizes to those who some of the parade entries will be judged, and we offer prizes based on the creativity, humor, Finnishness. There are different categories that I'm not one of the judges, so I'm not privy to them. But there are opportunities to not only have a chance to be in the parade, but also get a little financial reward for it.
Oh, that would be a good idea. How do people go about signing up for the parade?
Well, the parade coordinator is a fellow committee member of mine named Mary Brunette, and I have to confess that her phone number is not at my fingertips.
But you can go to the Haken Paiva website, I bet.
That's right. And what you can do is you can let her know that you'd like to be in the parade, which is helpful, especially if you want to have a somewhat larger entry, be it a float or a larger group. It'll be helpful to her to know where to place these folks.
Is there going to be a polar bear dive this year?
That is still in the works. My committee colleague Julie Knight at Superior National Bank, that's the ball that she's running with, and there are some logistical hurdles yet. It's difficult to find a place that's conducive for diving. You have to have a certain depth of water and safety concerns on that, and have one that's near enough to a warming shelter, because I've never dared to do the polar dive, but I've been cold on behalf of those who are. So once you've been in the water, you certainly need somewhere to go and dry off.
Yeah, last year they had a big tent that was set up, and it seemed to work reasonably well, but it's really hard on a day as cold as it was last year to warm that tent up to a point where the divers, when they come back in, can say, oh gosh, it's nice and warm in here.
Exactly. It's something that not only is for the comfort of the divers, but also their safety. And I haven't had a chance to chat with Julie in the recent past, but the last time I talked with her, the polar bear dive was high on her priority list, and I'm sure she's working her best to get some place set up that we can continue that great part of the event.
Keep me posted on that, will you, please?
Absolutely. I'll make sure that anything I know, you know.
Are there any highlights that I'm missing here? The Saturday night event?
Well,
the buffet?
There is actually not a buffet this year, but before we talk about the evening, I just want to make sure that my friend and the person I've gotten to know, Mark Munger, he's an author from Duluth. He's going to be in town on Saturday afternoon. He's actually not Finnish himself, but another example of how you don't have to be Finnish to enjoy Finnish stuff. He's written several novels, including a pair of rather substantial historical fiction works about Finnish Americans, and he'll be in town to talk about those and autograph some copies of those books. He's pretty excited to be here, and we're excited to have him.
We should also mention that on that day there will be a big Tory.
Oh, absolutely. That is already, I believe they're getting to the point where they're going to have a waiting list. The primary Tory for Haken Paiva will be at the Heritage Center again, and I understand that the Methodist Church, which is just across Quincy Green, is also hosting a Tory, so there'll be plenty of chance to come away with some wonderful gifts.
Yeah, and they always have good food and
no doubt.
Wonderful handmade stuff. It's just really, really, really nice to just cruise through it and pick up a few things.
I have yet to meet a person who comes out of the Tory empty-handed. There's something for everybody, and that's no cliche.
There is. And any kind of wrap-ups that Saturday night, then?
Saturday night, we're not going to be having the buffet as we had in years past. Instead, there's going to be what is called the Haken Paiva Iltamat, which is roughly translated as the hors d'oeuvre dance. It's going to feature, again, the musicians, Alatar. They'll be playing the dance music. There's going to be refreshments. There's going to be a silent auction. It's really going to be almost like a gala event. It's going to be a great time.
All right. So if you'd like to know more about Haken Paiva, we'll have lots of details about it as the event unfold over the next 2 to 2.5 weeks here on the radio. You can check our website, our community calendar, at Keweenawreport.com. You can also go right to the Haken Paiva website. Best way to find it is just Google Haken Paiva, and it will come up. It's pasty.com/Hakey.
Exactly.
If you want to type it into your browser. Yeah. Or you can just go to, we have links to it in all of the announcements we have about it up on our website as well.
So. Yeah, we try to keep our website as the place of information, and I just want to make sure people remember that the enrichment classes are starting very soon, so sign up early and get the best seat.
Yeah, squeaky cheese class on Monday.
And that's a popular one, so don't waste time. Get on the list now.
Get in while they have seats available. Dave Mackey, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. We appreciate your support.
We'll keep in touch as the big day approaches and the events unfold over the next couple of weeks.
I'm excited.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.